Penguin Random House Audio presents Higher Etiquette, a guide to the world of cannabis from dispensaries to dinner parties. This is the author, Lizzie Post. The warnings. There may be risks associated with consuming cannabis. Smoke in particular can be hazardous to your health, and secondhand smoke can be harmful to those around you. Effects may be felt anywhere from immediately to up to 2 or more hours after consumption. It is illegal to drive a motor vehicle or operate heavy machinery while under the influence of cannabis. Children can be affected by cannabis differently from adults, and it has the potential to make them very sick. Store cannabis products in a locked area where children cannot see or access them. If your child has consumed cannabis, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222. Symptoms may include having trouble walking or sitting up, becoming sleepy, or having a hard time breathing. Cannabis may harm your baby if used in any form during pregnancy or while breastfeeding. Cannabis can be harmful to animals. Pets that consume it can experience a range of effects, from lethargy to coma to death. Consult your physician or licensed medical provider if choosing to use cannabis to treat a medical condition. Synthetic cannabis, synthetic cannabinoids, or fake cannabis is not safe for human consumption. All efforts have been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. The publisher and the author disclaim liability for any outcomes that may occur as a result of following the advice in this book. This book is dedicated to all the good people in the world who believe in consideration, respect, and honesty as life's guiding principles. The world is a better place because of you, whether you consume cannabis or not. Preface. What would Emily Post think of this book? Emily Post actively fought against the prohibition of alcohol during her time. While she abhorred smoke and would likely not have approved of burning cannabis, she grew up in an era when cannabis was often used for medicinal purposes in tincture form. I have found no evidence of her opinion on cannabis. However, here are two passages from Emily's biography, Emily Post, Daughter of the Gilded Age, Mistress of American Manners, by Laura Claridge, that illustrate Emily's perspective on prohibition. Emily didn't drink, but ever her father's daughter, she was disgusted with the government's interference with what she believed were citizens' rights. Finally, here was an issue where she agreed with President Roosevelt. He should endorse the 21st Amendment at once, stimulating the economy, even as he rooted out the corruption bred in Prohibition's wake. As part of a coterie of prominent New York women, convinced that for 13 years, the ill-conceived law had wreaked havoc on the nation, she urged that political candidates be judged primarily upon their position on repealing the 18th Amendment. Introduction. Etiquette and cannabis. When I began this project and started telling family and friends the subject matter, I received emphatic encouragement from many. For those who consume cannabis, weed etiquette is real, and it was high time someone wrote a book about it. Others had a harder time understanding the connection between pot and etiquette. To better bridge the gap, I'd like to introduce you to Emily Post Etiquette and show you how it connects with the world of cannabis culture. Emily Post said, "Whenever two people come together and their behavior affects one another, you have etiquette. It is not some rigid code of manners." It was this attitude that has made Emily Post North America's go-to source for etiquette advice for the past 95 years. With a hit 1930s radio program, The Right Thing to Do, a best-selling book, Etiquette, now in its 19th edition, and an ability to be both relatable and aspirational, Emily Post helped define American manners. Though Emily died in 1960, her practical and kind approach towards social graces has been carried on by her family through the Emily Post Institute. There, my cousin Daniel Post-Senning and I are the fifth generation to run the company. Given Emily's definition, it's safe to say that cannabis culture is baked in etiquette, has been for a long time, and goes far beyond Puff Puff Pass. So what is etiquette? At the Emily Post Institute, we say that etiquette is made up of two things, manners and principles. Manners are fascinating. They are the actions, words, and expectations that we create as a society for interacting with one another. Manners help us know what is expected from us and what we can expect from others in a given situation. Manners can be good or bad. They are specific to periods of time, and they vary by country, by culture, and even by social group or family. When changes occur in a culture, like the legalization of cannabis, new manners emerge, and others become traditions of the past or obsolete. Principles are reassuring. They are the concepts that can help guide us toward good interactions when there are no specific manners. The principles that we believe influence etiquette are consideration, respect, and honesty. When our intentions are based on these principles, even when things go badly, others can understand our good intent. These three principles can be applied to any situation in which you may find yourself. If you think about how the people in a given situation are affected, consideration. Acknowledge the potential effects of possible solutions on those involved, respect, and choose to act in a way that genuinely benefits the most people in the situation, honesty, you're likely going to find a solution that will solve the problem at hand as well as honor and build the relationships involved. In short, etiquette is about being aware of all the factors contributing to a situation and how the possible outcomes could impact each of the players. Good etiquette looks for the outcome that positively benefits the most people. The principles of cannabis etiquette. As an etiquette expert, I find that it can be easy to get trapped discussing negative behavior and how to fix it, especially when exploring new topics. Social media and tech, newer etiquette topics, can often feel that way. However, when exploring cannabis etiquette, respect, generosity, and gratitude were the three themes that came up most often, along with sharing. It was so encouraging to hear people excitedly talk about etiquette in a positive way. Rather than hearing complaints about rudeness and being offended, conversations focused on how to be aware and respectful of those around you. So refreshing. Respect. Respect is deeply rooted in the cannabis community. There's respect for the plant itself, respect for individual consumption preferences, as well as respect for identity, style, and language choices. There is respect for the culture as it has been, as well as for where it's headed. In this community, we see and encourage respect for the choice to engage with cannabis, whether you decide to or not. As the diverse cannabis community is being heard, we are increasingly aware that respect is a key component of the conversation around cannabis consumers and culture. Generosity. The generosity of the cannabis community comes from a collective understanding of how much cannabis helps people and how much it is enjoyed. Under cannabis prohibition, a consumer has to balance being generous with what little bud they have and need. More often than not, a person will choose to share the last of what they have, or at least share a hit or two, knowing what it can be like to go without. In a legalized culture, with prevalent availability, this generosity doesn't disappear. Instead, it expands. Cannabis hosts are able to offer a greater array to their guests and still stay within their personal budgets. Friends smoke each other up freely without expecting that the favor should be returned, though it almost always is. Gratitude. The cannabis community feels gratitude toward both the plant itself and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?